Lincoln was inaugurated for the second time on March 4, 1865. This photograph marks the moment in which he steps forward to deliver his second inaugural address. In it, he prepared the nation for the reconciliation and reconstruction that would occur when the war ended, as it would a month later. But he ended the address with a thrilling plea for reconciliation. With malice toward none, with charity for all, to finish the work we are in, to bind up the nation's wounds, to do all which may achieve a just and lasting peace amongst ourselves and with all nation. Yet, as Lincoln delivered these words, Nemesis lurked above him on the balcony in the figure of John Wilkes Booth. If you look onto the balcony in the railing at the topmost level of the crowd, you'll see a top hat. That's Booth. Booth, enraged by the South's defeat, hating Lincoln, had determined to kidnap the president. But when that plot failed, he set in motion the assassination plot that did succeed on April 14th with the shooting at Ford's Theater. Lincoln's death was a great turning point in American history. What would have happened to the history of Reconstruction and race relations in America if Lincoln had lived is one of the great what-ifs in history, and it's macabre to think that he and his assassin were so close at one of the greatest moments in Lincoln's presidency.